This is Twit.
Someone who is very, very happy to hear that the solar flux numbers are coming up and therefore a little bit more propagation, that would be Jim Wilson, K5ND. Jim's going to tell us a little bit about Jamboree on the Air. Now, Jim, first off, good to see you again tonight, and good to see you at the Xenia for Hamvention this year. It had been a while since we'd seen each other. Tell the viewers a little bit about your background with the Scouts and Jamboree on the Air for those who may not be familiar.
Oh, you bet, Don. And thanks for having me on the show. I'll mention we are indeed excited if there's going to be better propagation, because propagation is not typically our friend, or it hasn't been, but it's Jamboree on the Air. It's this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's local time. It's not like a contest where it starts at 0 hours GMT and rolls through, but it's at local time as it rolls around the world. But it's the 60th year of Jamboree on the Air. And it started in 1957. After the World Scout Jamboree, there were some ham radio operators that said, hey, this was really great. How do we do it every year? And that's when it began 60 years ago. Les Mitchell, G3BHK, is credited with founding it. But it is a scouting event. Its purpose is to enable scouts to communicate with one another for a fun, educational, and a sense of belonging to a World Scout movement. So we kind of think of it as an amateur radio activity, but it's really, really a scouting activity. And it's very popular as well. There's last year we counted 1.5 million scouts that got on the air across 33,000 stations in 150 countries. So it's the largest scouting event in the world. And so far this year, we take registrations of stations. About an hour ago, I looked and found world registrations were at 4,700. The U.S. registrations at 627. We're still a few days out from the event. And I think last year we had 11,000 registrations. They all come pouring in at the last minute. So I can keep going on here. I'll note we have you reported that the club roundup, school club roundup, was advising people to steer clear of nets and the emergency traffic out of the Caribbean. We certainly have that same caution that is out there. There's also a lot of contests that are going on during the weekend. We typically ask to steer clear of that. In fact, the biggest contest that goes on is the Workdoll Germany contest, and they actually have established contest-free frequencies that keep clear of the scouting frequencies. And you can find those scouting frequencies on the websites, the scouting.org/JOTA website and the K2BSA website. We'll point those out. And then our big emphasis is, okay, go out there and have some fun, but tell us what happened. We want to hear the stories. We want to hear that. We want to count the numbers. If we don't have numbers, are we sure anything really happened? So we have ICOM America this year again donated an ID51A. That's a part of a drawing. File your station report, and you're in a drawing for an ID51A. And there's a nifty certificate that you can pick up as well. So, that's the news about Jamboree on the Air.
I have a question for you, Jim. For those who may not have ever worked Jamboree on the Air, it's not just scouts talking to scouts. It's scouts talking to everyone. So what, if any, what is the suggested, like in field day, the suggested exchange? Is there a suggested exchange for Jamboree on the Air that the scouts give to each other and that, say, we as general public or whatever will give to the scouts? Is there a suggested exchange?
There, no, it is really a conversation. There are some online games and codes that are exchanged. That happens a little bit in the U.S., a lot in the rest of the world. But for guys that are just on the air, in fact, I've witnessed this myself. Annette, in fact, just shut down and started talking to the scouts. It was the most incredible thing. I was listening to it on the air, but it is really a conversation. And it's like, hey, I remember when I was in scouts, I earned the radio merit badge. It got me started on ham radio. How about you? Are you working on the radio merit badge? Or what rank are you? Are you at a camp? Are you at a school? Just the general kinds of conversation things would be fine. And you're absolutely right. We encourage ham radio operators that happen to come across a little higher voice calling CQ Jamboree on the air to go ahead and answer. It's one of the, when I get these reports in, it's one of the concerns that comes back. The people get on the air, they're calling CQ, nobody comes back to them. The scouts get discouraged, the operators get discouraged. So it's just fine. Answer back, get in some conversations, ask them about scouting, ask them about ham radio. Have fun with it and share some of your own stories as well. Yeah, I was in Jamboree on the air and back in '01, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. So it's basically get on and show the scouts the best side of amateur radio. And another way to get involved, I actually did this several years ago, is if there's a local club or you know of a ham that's in your community who is hosting scouts for Jamboree on the air, because after all, not every scout troop is going to have a ham radio station, so they've got to go somewhere. A lot of times local clubs will open up their clubhouses, local hams will open up their stations, and the scouts will come over and operate. If you know of a location where the scouts are invited to go and operate, by all means, if you can, go over there and help them operate the radio, and that way you'll see firsthand, get to witness the look of amazement and excitement and wonder on their faces as they reach out and talk to somebody who may be across town on a repeater or maybe across the world on the other end of a sideband conversation, or even on something like PSK31 or RIDI if they're opening that up to them. So it's an amazing thing to get out and watch. And I just think Jamboree on the Air is amazing. I had no idea it was going on for 60 years, Jim. This is very cool. So again, maybe give us one more brief kind of a thumbnail rundown of how people can get involved in Jamboree on the Air, and tell us again how it all works.
Well, it's not only on the air, but it's Jamboree on the internet. But there's also all the internet modes that you can use with ham radio. Echolink is very popular. D-Star, I can recall, it's been a few years ago, I talked to Ray Novak on D-Star. He was in Mozambique at a D-Expedition, and I had to wait in line because of all the scouts that were talking to him first. So D-Star, DMR, Echolink, IRLP, there's a couple of Echolink nodes, conference nodes, JOTA-365 and JMBO, Jambo, is another Echolink conference node. So it's you can indeed talk around the world even without propagation being helpful to us.
That's awesome. Well, Jim, I want to thank you for coming on tonight and giving us a little preview into Jamboree on the Air. That, of course, again, is this weekend. You said Friday, Saturday, and Sunday local time. So no set times to operate. Just if it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, get on the air and start listening for Jamboree on the Air stations.
Exactly. A lot of the scouts are at camp. Ideally, a big event is a camporee. So there's lots of scout troops there, lots of scouts, and ham radio can be there as well. Not as the primary activity necessarily, but one more activity. They do a lot of fox hunting as well around Jamboree on the Air. It's engaging scouts with amateur radio, and the stations will be on all day long, in the night, you name it, they'll be on. So, yeah, get on the air, hand out some QSOs, help them on the other side of that conversation. That'd be very, very helpful.
Jim, thanks again for joining us tonight. Jim Wilson, K5ND with the Boy Scouts and Jamboree on the air. You're a great ambassador for the Scouts and for Ham Radio, and we're proud to call you a friend of Ham Nation. So thanks again, and good luck to you and everybody else operating Jamboree on the air. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you, Don. Thanks very much. And we feel Ham Nation's a friend of scouting as well. And we really, really appreciate you getting the word out. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We do what we can do. Jim Wilson, K5ND. Thank you, sir. Good night. We'll talk to you next time there's something to talk about scouting.